Hello.
Hello there. Good evening. My name is Christian, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and would like to get your opinion. Let me ask you, with which political party are you registered?
Republican.
Thank you. We really appreciate your participation. This really helps out a lot. Our next question would be, as you are aware, a few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, with which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in St. Lucie County on Tuesday, August 20th? And these are your options. I have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely going to vote. I am somewhat likely. I am not very likely, and I'm not at all likely.
Probably likely.
I'm sorry?
I said likely.
Oh, you are very likely going to vote, okay. Next question. Voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? By mail ballot or in person?
In person.
Thank you. And Dave Firmanas asking, what is your age?
Over 60.
Over 60, thank you. And next question, what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
That I've completed? Bachelor's.
Yes. Okay. Next question, you will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, you can say that as well.
Okay.
First person is Ken Mascara.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. What about Kathy Townsend?
I don't know who that is. Oh, Kathy Townsend, I know who that is.
Okay. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable
opinion?
I don't
think she's in my district, is she? I don't know enough about her. I just recognize the name.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. What about Keith Pearson?
No, I definitely will not vote for him.
So very very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Next person, Richard Del Toro.
I will vote for him.
Okay. And Linda Bartz.
I don't know who she is.
Okay. Thank you so much. And now, what is the first thing that comes to your mind that you can tell me about Keith Pearson? Just one short sentence in your own words.
Criminal.
Okay, let me write that down. Thank you. Next question. What is the first thing that comes to your mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro?
Trustworthy.
Okay. Thank you. Moving on, you will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. Now, if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commission District 3 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? And those two candidates are Erin Ann Lurie and Linda Bartz.
The problem is I know Del Toro, so that's why I know about the sheriff race, but I don't know them. Like, and I've been traveling, so I literally got a ballot mailed to my house today, like a sample ballot. I haven't even looked at it yet. So I can't answer you. I don't know.
Okay. That's fine. That's fine. If you're undecided, you can also say you're undecided. Okay, thank you. Now, if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commission District 5 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? And these two candidates are Andra Macon and Kathy Townsend.
I don't know. Undecided.
Okay, thank you. And if you had to choose today, which candidate would you be leaning towards? Audra Macon or Kathy Townsend? Or you're still undecided?
I really don't know. I just recognize the name.
And lastly, if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Sheriff were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Keith Pearson, Preston Michael DeFrancesco, and Richard Del Toro.
Richard Del Toro.
Okay, thank you. And is that a probably or a definitely?
Definitely.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing as as St. Lucie County Sheriff?
I disapprove.
Is that a somewhat or a strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. From the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Richard Del Toro and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Richard Del Toro, you can indicate that as well. So have you seen or heard? Or
I have read.
You
I have read.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Next question. From the following list, have you seen, what have you seen, the same question, read or heard about Keith Pearson and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks?
Posters, billboards, commercials, mailings, text messages.
Okay.
That's it. Hey,
thank you.
And I've read information.
Okay, thank you. And did you did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Keith Pearson in the election for St. Lucie County Sheriff?
Less likely.
Less likely. Would that be a much less likely or a somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you have, if you were to label yourself, would you say that you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your
conservative.
Political? Okay, conservative.
I actually have served in office, so I am a conservative.
Oh, okay. And you would you say a somewhat conservative or a very conservative person?
Can I say fiscally conservative and moderately?
Okay.
And moderate and others, like just more, much more fiscally conservative.
Okay. Cool. Thank you. Now, if you don't mind us asking, what is your main racial background?
Caucasian.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Okay. Have a nice night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.